Within the Arkansas River Valley, there are several faiths living among one another in harmony. But it would seem there are many misconceptions in regards to paganism. Several interviews have been held within the area to see the thoughts that the community has on pagans. Surprisingly, when the term pagan was introduced, there were many educated answers, like that of Daniela Montgomery. People had very little to say about it other than the fact that paganism is a faith, but didn't seem to be largely present in their area. However, when the term witch was introduced, many of the interviewees took on a new position. Witch is the term that many pagans identify with. This is compared to the followers of Islam being called Muslim.
Fanciful mythology.
I just think it's evil.
I think of, like, you know, with the hat and the nose and the warts and whatever. But I also think of, like, people who are Wiccans. As a witch. I mean, I don't know. I think of it both ways.
When I hear the word witch, I think of evil. People are still afraid because they don't understand what it is. Like, they think because, hey, I have these herbs and spices and I can heal you or I can destroy you, then they fear it. And it's like one of those, okay, so when you make an herbal tea to cure a cold, that's the same thing. Like, wouldn't you think that's considered witchcraft? Because you're like, oh my gosh, I feel better all of a sudden. It's just a stereotype that people don't want to find out what it is because they're too afraid to. They don't want to know the truth. And the truth is that it's just like with Christians. Like, there's good Christians and there are bad Christians. But at the end of the day, you have to dig deeper to find that. I came to realize that it's not about anything evil. Like, there's good things and there's bad things in everything. It's the lack of education that has held back the growth of paganism.